This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WEBL-FM.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. We are live and local in the Spartan Studios in downtown Saranac. We are at Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue Shop. I'm Jop. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. And that is Pasty. It's a pasty.
Okay.
It's no, Shasta.
Another one of those
Shasta
words that I can't
pasty.
Pronounce. Right. Another
yeah.
word.
Hey, we got a couple of things, you know, that we want to mention about the show in that we're here to help you make your food taste better. That's what we're all about. But to make your grilling time a success, make you a hero in your backyard so you enjoy life to the fullest. All right. Appreciate your time at home. Eat healthier. Save money on your food. It's all that. Good, fun food. It's a hobby. And help send my kids to college. That's what it's all about. Right now, we are going to shoot out to Chicago where my Goomba, Big Paulie, is out there. Probably, what are you doing, Paulie?
Hey, Barbecue Bob, what's going on out there?
I'm still floating from my trip here. I'm showing everybody pictures and craziness, but you're surviving. You've got to be ready to head home, aren't you?
Well, actually, we're going to a Cubbies game, courtesy of my good friend Dennis Lyle, who's the Illinois broadcaster counterpart to what I do, and we have a game today. A lot of the guys are still here. You know, we have an organization which is made up of all the state association executives from all over the country, and we have our meetings, and I got to tell you, when you're going out with Barbecue Bob and your first meeting starts at 6:30 in the morning, you start to reexamine your priorities. Let's just put it that way.
Paulie, I feel your pain, babe. I feel your pain.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're doing great. Everybody had a great show. We're celebrating how great radio is, as you know. And Barbecue Bob, you made quite a hit out here. I got to tell you, I think you're the story of the day. Everybody's talking about you.
I don't know about that, but you certainly do hang out with a lot of fun people, and I'm pretty sure you went to bed after me.
Well, I can't confirm or deny that story. But you know, I just got to say a quick thing. We were out last night with some wonderful guys and gals from the National Guard, the United States Army National Guard. And these, you know, wonderful, wonderful people are real heroes, are real defenders of freedom. But they also know how to have a good time. And it's just such an honor always to be in their company. They took us all out to dinner last night at what is supposed to be, allegedly, the oldest and first restaurant in Chicago.
Nice. Is that the colonel I met?
Yes, it is. Yes,
what's his name again?
They had a whole bunch of the staff that came out, and they treated us to a wonderful time.
What is his name again?
Well, Bill Donis, who's with me last night,
yeah.
And Julie, who's one of the people that, you know, we do a big campaign to promote the recruiting and retention mission of the National Guard. We do it nationwide. And twice a year, they take us out to dinner, and I got to tell you, I think we should be taking them out to dinner. But they're just that's the way these wonderful heroes are.
I love the association that the NAB has with the National Guard. I think it's really cool that we're helping to support those guys because and gals, men and women both. But
I
did
Bob,
meet
just,
some
not to correct you, great one, but it's actually NASBA, the National Alliance of State Broadcasters, have that relationship.
The
NAB obviously is very important to us, but it really is a relationship that is unique to each state association. So that's something my fellow colleagues around the country are really strong on. We support it. We endorse it. And we donate literally tens of millions of dollars a year to their cause.
You know, we love talking about things on the back deck, Paul. And one of the things we don't talk about enough are good cigars. And you and I, we happened to hook up with some good cigars at Ivan Rees & Company. Richard Blay treated us pretty nicely up there in that cigar lounge.
Yeah.
That's a private club.
It's a kind of like an institution here. It's interesting. You know, you can't smoke a cigar or anything for that matter in Chicago in a restaurant. But this one little place has managed to stay open, I guess. And not that I smoked any cigars. I was just, you know, looking around. But it was a real wonderful clubby atmosphere. And a lot of people enjoyed themselves. They had a nice selection. I did look in the humidor, and they had a nice selection, but a few people, I've heard a rumor, were treated to some extraordinary cigars that are just, let's just say, that not domestic.
Well, I'm sure it's not that place.
Another one of those things you cannot confirm or deny, right?
I think. I can tell you about it, but then I'd have to kill you, so, you know.
Yeah, you don't want Big Paulie getting a hold of you. But I
tell me, wasn't that a wonderful, wonderful evening?
Well, I think, you know, rolling up in a stretch made it a little bit better, too.
Again, I can't confirm or deny any of this stuff. But it sounds like you had a good time.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was. I didn't even sleep in the next morning. I got right up and booked, but the National Association of Broadcasters puts on that event every year, and of course, yeah. It's a great place for all the radio people to get together and swap notes. And our network, Citadel, was in the process of transferring over to Cumulus, and that was the big story of the show.
Oh yeah, and I got to tell you, Bob, you know the wonderful people out here in the Midwest are just so gracious and hospitable. But this was probably one of the best shows we had in terms of content, things we did. You know, we're really moving the ball down the field on a lot of important issues, a lot of public health and safety issues that we work on, protecting the public with our emergency alert system support and stuff like that. But there's something special about it, and I got to really give the NAB credit. John David, who runs the organization for the radio side, Senator Gordon Smith, who's probably the best thing that's happened to broadcasting in a long, long time. And you know what we did? We hired somebody you probably know, a good friend of mine from out of Kentucky, Steve Newberry. And he got Broadcaster of the Year last night. And I got to tell you, couldn't have gone to a better guy. A guy that really, I think, is one of the reasons why we still have great local radio. You know, he fought back things like the performance tax and really kept us on the air, so to speak. So we honored some really good guys who are big supporters of the industry. And it shows, you know, radio listenership is growing and growing. It's testimony of this show here. More and more people are listening to us.
Yeah, all the posters were big talk show guys. So you're going to a Cubs game today. You're going to do any tailgating?
You know, I don't know. You know, again, I don't know what they just put me in some kind of vehicle and they take us there. But I understand that Dennis has something special.
I think it's a stretch limo.
And so it'll be fun.
It's some kind of vehicle. Is it really long?
Well, I can't confirm or deny that.
Yeah, okay. Cut it out. Listen, Paulie, thanks for joining us this morning. I just basically wanted to thank you for those nice cigars and all the great people you introduced me to, and we did have lots of fun. You hang with a good crowd, and they were a ton of fun, and they all know you're a star on The Grilling Guys.
Well, they know you're the star, but I got to tell you, Bobby, I love talking to you and your wonderful audience. It's just so much fun, and, you know, you have a lot of fans out here, pal, so keep going. Good luck, and I hope you guys get a good steak today.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, man. Take care.
Take care, brother.
All right. That is Paul Rotella, my Goomba, who calls in from time to time. Normally, we're talking food, but we did hang in Chicago this week, so, you know, we should.
It was industry work, but yeah. But it's all good. You know, the connection down there is going to help the Grilling Guys get bigger and better in everything we do, so we're just trying to put a great show together, and any kind of help we can get from those guys is fantastic. So,
and we need help.
Bob, real quick, we've got a basil and pesto hummus that you tried with some of those olive oils that we received from our friends at the Old World Olive Press. Tell us a little bit about that. I think you put that together last week, didn't you?
Yes, I did, and I actually changed Shasta's recipe, believe that or not.
Okay, so what is it?
It's a can of garbanzo beans. You drain them, rinse them. You all know what those are. Some people, I think, they might be the same thing as chickpeas. I'm not sure.
Right.
Half cup of basil leaves, and they're fresh in the garden right now, so if you have that, a clove of garlic, a tablespoon of Old World Olive Press garlic, extra virgin olive oil, a half a teaspoon of 18-year traditional balsamic, a half a teaspoon of soy, and a little salt and pepper to taste. I added tahini because traditional hummus needs tahini in it, which is really a ground almond paste.
Okay. And would you make this in your blender, or how's
that
work?
You just mash it up in a bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really simple.
And what'd you eat it on, like pita bread or something?
Pita chips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, sounds like it's pretty good. You know what?
Hummus is growing. I mean, people, that's great tailgate food.
Yeah. We'll put that recipe out on thegrillingguys.com for you. It's a basil and pesto hummus if you didn't have an opportunity to write that down. Check us out on Facebook. Send us a note. Let us know what you're doing, where you're going for your tailgates, what you're having. We're interested in anything you guys are doing outside in the backyard, be it a tailgate or otherwise. And tell us what you're grilling. What makes your tailgate the best it can be? Coming up next, we're going to have a couple guys that are on their way to a Michigan game, and then our friend Todd Visser from Zager's Pool is going to talk about closing up your pool and opening up your hot tub. We're the Grilling Guys. We're live at Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue Shop in Saranac. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.